have a white mark.
To mark how much coal there be. So we'll know if anyone nicks it. Now, you'll have to excuse me.
All alight! Let's go in alight!
Come on, Peter. Come on, Phil. We're in the way.
But maybe this train's from London, where Father is.
Race you, Phil. First one home gets the last of the apple pie.
We soon got used to being without Father in the little white house near the railway. We got used to not going to school and to seeing very little of Mother.
What is this?
Sorry, Mother. We know you're working.
Well, Roberta?
May I light a fire? I do know how.
No, my love. We mustn't have fires in June. If you're cold, go and have a romp in the attic.
But, Mother, it only takes a very little coal to make a fire.
More coal than we can afford. Now run away, there's darlings. I'm madly busy.
Mother's always busy now.
She's not doing it for fun. Her stories pay all the bills.
But we hardly ever see her.
Look on the bright side, Phil. The more stories Mother writes, the more buns we have for tea.
Yesterday she said we could have jam or butter for tea, but not jam and butter.
That's what's called domestic economy.
I don't care what it's called. Oh, I'm freezing.
I have an idea.
What?
I shan't tell you.
Don't then.
What I'm going to do may be wrong. I don't want to drag you into it.
If it's wrong, Peter, let me do it.
I should like to do wrong if you're going to.
No, this has to be a lone adventure. If Mother asks where I am, say I'm playing at mines.
What sort of mines?
Just say mines.
Oh, you might tell us, Peter.
Well, then, coal mines. But don't let that word pass your lips. On pain of torture.
I do think you might let us help.
You shall help transport the coal.
There isn't any coal.
That's what you think.
Fine. Keep your secret if you like.
Keep it if you can.
I'll keep it right enough.
We didn't hear anything more about Peter's lone adventure until 2 days later. Phyllis and I were in the garden.
Bobby! Phyllis! Look what I've got!
What are you doing with that old perambulator, Peter?
This is the Roman chariot. Look! There you are. The first coal from St. Peter's mine. We'll take it home in the chariot.
Peter, where exactly is this from?
From my coal mine. All orders are carefully attended to, all lumps cut to suit regular customers.
Peter, there's an awful lot of coal here.
Of course there is. I'm a very efficient miner.
What I mean is, it's not just one or two lumps that a person might take home as a souvenir.
Oh, Bobby, be practical. One or two lumps aren't enough to warm up the little white house.
Oh, this chariot is too heavy for me to move.
Here, I'll attach my braces to the handle. I'll pull, you two push. Ready?
A week later, Mrs. Viney remarked to Mother how well the coal was holding out. A week after that, Phyllis and I decided to follow Peter.
Bobby, it's too dark to see anything.
Quiet, Phil. Just follow me.
Peter will be furious if he finds out that we've followed him.
There's no reason for him to find out. If you can keep your voice down.
Look, there he is.
Just as I thought. Peter's climbed right on top of the coal heap.
Bobby, someone's coming.
It's the station porter. Stay back.